Yeah, sometimes you wonder of the build quality on some of these, where they come from, and how they're made and that stuff. Even the better Japanese stuff are that way, and I think a lot of the Japanese stuff are probably made in China in the first place. They're just designed in Japan, but not manufactured. A lot of those parts for the mics or whatever, probably in China anyhow.
Yep, and there's some stuff that's got a plasticized rubber coating on it, and it starts getting tacky after a while. It gets real sticky, and you have to clean that up to get rid of that stickiness. You got to work to get it cleaned up. I spent a little time cleaning one of the radios up. It took a while, but I got it cleaned up, and it's good for now, but it's not going to stay that way. That's the deterioration of the product.
What do you use to clean that up with?
Right or wrong, I used acetone. And that's what I worked with. It was acetone to clean it up. I tried alcohol. Alcohol wasn't working real good. So the acetone worked a little better, and eventually I got it cleaned up. You got to be real careful around some plastic parts with the acetone, though.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Because of that, I've had a few different things do that. One of them was just I have a battery-operated tire pressure monitor gauge that I use in my red bike, and I replace the batteries in it and that, but the handle, it sits in the bike. I bring it in the house in the wintertime, and then I put it back in the bike during the summer, and it was plastic, but I pulled it out last year, and the whole thing's all sticky. Like I said, it was deteriorating, so I ended up using alcohol to try and do it, and that did a fairly good job. I tried actually a little mixture of WD-40. I actually cleaned it up the best, and then I went back over it with the alcohol, and it seemed to clean it up pretty good. But I said, if there was something better, yeah, I haven't tried anything like that. And I know acetone, they suggest using the acetone vapors. I was reading for some of the 3D printing. The smooth, especially on ABS, is supposed to work well. And when I had just printed my winder, I got just a little bit of, not really stringing, almost like a little fine hair off of it. And what everybody suggested was to, just take a lighter and just kind of go over it, and it burns those right off instantly to clean them up. But they said if you want a smoother finish, you have a bowl of acetone and a grate over the top, and you'll lay the part over the top and let the acetone vapors will take out all of the print lines in it and give you basically a silky smooth finish. So I don't even have anything. I asked the wife, does any of your fingernail polish still have acetone in it? She says, oh no, I don't have any of that anymore.
Yeah, it's still available over at Menards. You can get a quart of it, or a gallon even if you wanted to. Your body actually naturally releases some acetone as well. So I used acetone when I was in high school to actually fuse together plexiglass.
Okay, yeah, wouldn't have thought of that, but yeah, I guess that's it. Like I said, I've been reading on that. Same thing now, I've tried, Bamboo makes a new TPU filament that's for the AMS. It's got a harder, it's a 68D hardness to it. So I tried it. I tried to print out some feet. I printed that spool winder, and they made feet for it that were supposed to be in TPU, but it's so stiff, it's not rubbery or anything. It's so stiff, it's more like a PETG, basically. So I found some Sunlu. Basically, it's an 8-pack of kind of like starter spools. It's a quarter spool of Sunlu TPU. So that's supposed to be here. I ordered it through Amazon. That's supposed to be here in about a week or so. And I said, well, I'm going to do some experimenting with that. And that way I didn't spend a whole lot. I didn't want all the colors, but that was the cheapest way. It was cheaper to buy the eight spools than it was to buy one spool of a normal, the 1 kilogram size. So that was it. I've been doing reading a lot of that and some of the suggestions and chemicals and stuff for smoothing with that too. So a little bit of a learning curve.
Well, my TPU printing has been pretty limited. I've printed a couple gaskets for a box, and that's been about it. And I have bought one spool. I bought it from Matter Hackers, and that's what I've been using. I haven't done anything different. I understand it's very hygroscopic, so you got to keep it dry. So that's what been my experience with TPU.
Yeah, I know I can't use the regular TPU in my AMS. It won't go through there because it just clogs it. It's not hard enough. So I got to run it from the spool, spool holder on the back of the printer, or they suggest if you have a dryer, run it from the dryer. So that's what I will do. I've got one of the Creality dual filament dryers that I've been drying the filament with, and it has a tube in the top where you can put a tube in the top, a hole to put a tube in, and I can feed it right from there into the printer. So I will try that actually and see, but like I said, these are little quarter rolls. But I wanted to print some feet for this, but like I said, they were so hard, I was hoping it would be a little more rubbery. So I said, well, this will be an experiment to do that. My ABS turned out really well. I was surprised that got, like I said, not really stringy, just these little hairs, and those cleaned right up. And the parts printed very well on it. I was pleased with that. It's not quite as good as the PETG or the PLA as far as the quality, but I just used the standard filament or the profiles for it. I didn't try and tune them in any better, and they printed well, so I'm satisfied with that.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I understand warping gets to be a big problem with ABS. I have not tried ABS or ASA, and I want to do some ASA, but I'm concerned about off-gassing, and I don't have a filter system for it. And I'd have to somehow either get it plumbed outdoors or something of that nature to make sure that not releasing a bunch of poisonous fumes.
Yeah, that's what I did. Like I said, I bought two things while the enclosed printer helped a whole lot. I bought that bento box. Basically, it's just there's a carbon filter, a HEPA filter, and two fans that pull air once it reaches. I have it set once it reaches with a thermostat. Once it reaches a certain temperature, it turns the fans on, and it'll draw air from the top through the two filters and then exhaust it out the bottom so it circulates it. And then the printer itself has a carbon filter that goes out the back of the printer to exhaust the air from the from the chamber out. But there was a mod to do that where it splits instead of just carbon. I got a HEPA filter and a carbon filter, and it filters it again a second time before it exhausts out the printer. And we have an air filter, a carbon HEPA filter that is in our room in the family room. Well, I took it down the basement and turned that on high. So between the three, and then I also have a dehumidifier. Of course, it's not pulling any moisture out because the furnace is on, but it does circulate air. So between the two internals and those two external type of devices, my air quality monitor, I had no difference than when I wasn't printing anything, when there was just the normal air.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.